Well, Roland, from time to time, call Sabatino with Roland Smith, and I jumped right in there.
You did.
Anxious for this moment. From time to time, you have asked me a series of questions out of the clear blue sky. Just kind of plop them right in there.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, but you did.
Oh.
So I'm going to ask you one that this actually came up in a conversation I have with an old professor friend of mine.
Does old have anything to do with this question?
No.
No, okay.
A dear, dear friend. Medieval studies is his specialty.
It's not one of mine.
At New York University. And he said, if you had to go back in time, not this time, where would you be and what would you be if you had your druthers?
Can I ask a couple of questions or do I have to answer that directly?
No, you may ask a few questions, but don't belabor
the
point.
Well, do I get to come back or am I stuck wherever I go?
No, you can come back.
You can come back. This sounds like some of the questions that I would propose to you out of the wonderful book of questions.
I thought I turned the tables.
If I could go back in history.
Yes.
Maybe I should tell you the story. I asked that similar question once to, I'm trying to think.
Well, it'll come to you.
Yeah, no, I know. But anyway, the person I asked it to answer was, I would go back to make sure that the Alexandrian Library was never destroyed.
Fascinating. That's fascinating.
But I had set the criteria at that time, though, that you may not come back. So, you know, because that's an interesting thing. Where would you go? What you could do?
Yep.
Andrew Young, the former UN ambassador,
a
civil rights activist, once said that he would go back to Civil War times.
Yes.
And make sure that the carpetbaggers never got a hold of the South. He said it would be a whole different South today.
Yes.
If that had ever happened.
It changed our history.
Vladimir Posner, the Soviet at that time,
yes,
a journalist.
Journalist, and a wonderful journalist, by the way.
Indeed, but who spoke fluent English because he grew up in the United States.
Correct.
And then his folks migrated back to then the Soviet Union. He first said, well, I don't believe this could happen.
That's plausible.
But then he said, I would go back and make sure that Stalin never got a hold of the country. Which I thought was really interesting.
And now it's your turn. I promise I'll follow after you, but it's your turn first.
Okay. I think what I would like to do, if I could go way, way back.
As far back as you'd like to go.
I have the ability to chronicle events and things that happened. I would like to go back to the time of Christ and listen to some of the interesting parables that he had to say, and I would certainly ask for an interview. Can we do a sit downer here, and ask all those pertinent questions that everybody seems to ask today?
Fascinating.
2,000 years later.
Well, I was asked the same question of John Gambling, John A. Gambling, many years ago, 1986, I believe, was the year. And I said exactly the same thing. I would go back to the time of Christ.
You did?
Yes, I did. I find that would be where I'd want to see what the heck is going on. And whether I came back or not would be immaterial.
I know we've got a short time, but we can continue with this in the next segment. But my question to you then, if you had one question that you could ask Jesus,
yes,
the Christ, what would it be?
Why?
Why what?
That's the point.
No! Come on.
Why is all of this? I know he knows the answer. Why is all of this?
Well, maybe he doesn't know the answer.
Oh, I'm convinced he does. Why all of this? But that's not a question. Not a question of the past.
Define this.
This is the world, our time of him into our time. Why all of this between the time of his of his life on this earth to our time? Why all of this between here and there? That is the question that I would pose. Why?
I'm not so sure that I would do that. I think I'd ask, what do you do when you do a miracle? I mean, how do you change the dynamic of material?
Mine is a little more philosophical, I think. A little more philosophical.
Well, I want something practical that we can all use.
Yeah. Well, that was the question posed to me, and I posed the question to you.
All right. Well, we should do this every so often.
I think we should. It raises a lot of interesting possibilities.
The next one for you is going to, why didn't you eat your peas when you were a little kid?
But it's curious that we had the same answer,
yes.
And we're going back to the same time.
Yeah.
Because we are Smith Sabatino.
You got it.
And this is America Weekend, and you're listening on the Envision Radio Network. Please stay with us.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
A study on work-life balance shows that men now experience more work-life conflict than women.
Welcome to the club, men. It's because society crams an old idea down our throats, work-life balance.
Here's why real men and women don't buy into it. It doesn't work.
Not in an age of dual-income couples, raising kids while caring for parents, increasing demands at work and home, and 24/7 technology.
So what can you do? Forget work-life balance. Integrate and synergize instead.
You don't reach big success at work or home. It comes at work and home. Sometimes great ideas for work will happen at home and vice versa.
So don't separate your worlds. Integrate them to find synergy. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Get set for spring with a free Lancome gift exclusively at Macy's. Receive new Visionaire, Definisil, and Biofacil. Choose a day cream blush and gloss duo in a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional duo. Visit your Lancome counter today only at Macy's.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This smooth swing man was the number 4 overall pick in 1992, going to the Dallas Mavericks. He ended up playing for 12 teams in a 14-year career to share the NBA record.
7 to go on the shot clock. Jackson from the outside.
So where is Jim Jackson now? Jim returned to his hometown of Toledo, where he runs his business, the JAJ Company, focusing on real estate development and management. Jim's been an analyst with the Big Ten Network since it launched in 2007. His son, Trayvon, plays for Wisconsin, and the two even mix it up on the court from time to time.
When was the last time you beat your dad in one-on-one? That's the question
you
everybody
cheated. When you cheated, you cheated when I was sophomore year. You backed me down the whole time. That's what you know. Don't ask rhetorical questions.
Always nice being called a cheater by your son. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.